Well, it's Tuesday, December 14th, and I thought I'd do a quick Omicron update. In the U.S., it looks like the virus is going to be replacing Delta in a short order. The CDC came out today and said that about 13% of the tests in New York and New Jersey were positive for the Omicron variant. It looks like there was a similar amount in Washington State and possibly something approaching that level at Methodist Hospital in Houston, Texas. These results are probably an indication that the virus is at that level over a very wide area in the United States, and that these numbers of double-digit percentages are probably dependent on the testing. Some of them are definitely using the S-drop method, and they're just plotting the number of S-drop positives over time, and that is showing a dramatic increase. So it shows that the end of November, they weren't really detecting any positives, and then the numbers going up rather dramatically and doubling every 2 days. And so it looks like the Omicron will be dominant in the U.S. in multiple locations probably this week. That's because much of this testing is delayed. And so this is really what the level was maybe a week ago. And if it was at 13% a week ago, then it's probably approaching 50% now. And so, well in advance of Christmas, the level will be above 50% in several metropolitan areas, and it'll probably happen across the country. The UK announced that it would become dominant in London today. And Europe usually leads the US by a little bit. In this case, it looks like the US is catching up fairly quickly. On a related note, it looks like there may be an outbreak in the Navy. There were the most recent sequences from Maryland are done by the Naval Academy, and looks like most of the positives are either older teenagers or those in the early 20s. Looks like these are probably recruits, and the sequences probably just represent the tip of the iceberg. That's population that had mandatory vaccinations, and it's likely a high percentage of these positives were vaccinated, and that's a general result. It looks like it really takes either a prior infection and a booster, or at least a booster, to get the virus somewhat under control. The ability to cause great breakthroughs is very high, and that is probably contributing to its spread. How serious the infections are is a little bit open. There's some data out of South Africa suggesting that the hospitalization rates is not as high with the Omicron, but it's very early. And in all likelihood, many of those that are infected are people that have already been vaccinated, and think that because they've been vaccinated, they are relatively safe. And And the vaccinations is probably helping to a degree to limit the severity of the disease. But it's unclear how that will play out with unvaccinated populations or those that were vaccinated with two shots, but the shots were completed more than 6 months ago.